The larger-than-life pop art of Reggie Watterson's Texas Pop Art is currently covering the walls at the Art Avenue Gallery, El Paso's newest contemporary art gallery. Watterson creates multi-level color combinations by using the hues in fruit and vegetables as the main focus of his canvas, some as large as 48 by 48. The show will be up until February 25th, and here to tell us about it is Kimberly Vanacek, owner of the Art Avenue Gallery. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me back. I always love coming on the show.
I know. It's been a while.
It's been a little bit, but it's always great because we always find great artists to talk about and events to go to.
Well, and that's what I wanted to talk about. How in the world did you find Reggie Watterson?
Well, Reggie's been around for a while, to be quite honest, but he hasn't been published as much. And I don't know how you can't miss him because his pieces are really larger than life. He can actually take a piece of fruit and, like I say, blow it up the size of Texas. It's incredible. And looking at the detail of his work, you don't really understand it until you get right up on his canvases and see the detail in each vegetable or fruit that he paints.
And what is it about fruits and vegetables that catches eye, you think?
Well, I asked him that, and he has had this fruit and vegetable fetish, if you want to call it that, since he was in college in Florida.
Oh.
And before he went for his master's in sculpture, he said, this pop art is what I want to do, and I want to paint fruits and vegetables. So in the exhibition, we have a new addition, which is a blueberry. And he said it took him forever to do the blueberry. And I can understand. He says that when the piece stops singing to him, it's complete. However, it didn't sing to him for a really long time.
So the blueberry just was not singing.
It was not singing at all. But it must have really had some incredible, powerful words when it finally did come to fruition. So it's a brilliant piece. It's a beautifully painted piece. You know, he put a lot of thought into it. It's not something that you could force. And when people think of a fruit or vegetable, I don't think that they realize the attention to detail that he's actually placed into each piece.
Well, and I think that's what it is about pop art, right? I mean, it's things that are around, that are ordinary, that we just kind of take for granted, such as a fruit or vegetable. And then somebody like Reggie comes along and really looks at it.
Oh, he does more than look at it. He examines it and he calls it a model. So we recently had a workshop with Reggie, and he gave the people who attended the class, the students that I call them students, the individuals that attended the class, a choice. And he couldn't have given us a harder choice, but we had a Brussels sprout and a rhubarb. And I was like, oh my God, don't give me the Brussels sprout. That's really
that
difficult.
That sounds complicated, yes.
It's super detailed. If you really cut open a Brussels sprout, it's really detailed. And to get the intricate lines out of that, I was amazed. Even more respect for the gentleman for what he puts into the pieces. But the workshop was very well received.
Did you get the Brussels sprout?
No, I didn't. I got the root instead.
Nice.
Yes. And what he encouraged the students to do is that even if you saw the Brussels sprout as green, you don't have to paint it green.
Right.
He just wanted you to understand the texture within the environment of that fruit or the vegetable and see if you can translate that or transfer that onto a piece of canvas. So each person used different colors and what they thought the fruit or the vegetable should look like. And then they used a complementary color in the background. So I was very surprised with how well everyone did because it was difficult.
And I mean, you know, that they're organic. They're plants, just like people. No two are alike, but you really, really have to take time to examine and look to actually see that. Did you see people kind of have that
right?
light bulb flash when they were
yes.
doing that?
They just kind of, you know, everyone thought it would be easier than what it really was. So when you have a piece of fruit, and some people used a kiwi also. So when you have that fruit or vegetable in front of you, you're seriously dissecting it, trying to figure out that it's more than, like a kiwi has more than just a black flake in there. There are different colors that go into it. And then if you look at the rim of a fruit or vegetable, there are so many different colors that are actually involved, and they go lighter or darker. And there, yes, it's challenging. So to try and complete the workshop in that amount of time was good. And so you have people that kind of linger on a little bit because they really want to finish it.
Right.
So it's something different. And when people hear the word pop art, they're really not quite sure. You know, they have a preconceived notion of it. But until you actually sit down with your paintbrush and a canvas and you have your quote unquote model, like Reggie calls them.
Right.
Then, you know, you're not really quite sure what to expect. So he was an incredible teacher. And I was really pleased with the outcome of the class, the workshop.
And yet, you know, we're talking about the nuance of the fruit and the details. But then there's this quote from Reggie. He says, I just cut a piece of fruit and paint it.
Yes. And if that was so easy, it sounds like such a
right?
simple
response.
It's
like you just cut a piece of fruit.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe because he's been cutting and painting fruit for 30 years.
Right.
He's got a couple of years up on us rather than the people who just come in and see the fruit. But yeah, and I asked him, I said, well, are you going to try and paint other things similar into the size that you do for your fruits and vegetables? And he said, well, I'm investigating this line right now and I'm very content with it. So he has no desire to switch out and do anything else right now. He does do sculptures. We have two beautiful sculptures
at the
gallery.
That was going to be my question, because really that's what he got his degree in, correct?
That's what he got his master's in New York. And he doesn't delve in it near as much, but he has such a talent for the pieces. There are two that are currently in the gallery, and they're female-inspired, and they just have such a free, whimsical feel of them, as most bronze statues kind of have a heavy feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very soft, feminine look to each piece. So I'm glad that he brought that perspective into the gallery and gave us something else to kind of enjoy. And even though his pieces are large in scale, he does offer a variety of smaller pieces and medium-sized pieces, just in case you don't have that wall that can handle
right.
the 48 by 48.
That sounds intense.
It was, and it is. Imagine curating that show.
So your gallery has come quite a long way, you know, since we first talked. How do you find your artists?
Some of them actually come to me, and others I do stumble upon. I was at a holiday bazaar and I ran upon an artist who was exhibiting, but he wasn't there. Unfortunately, he was sick at the time. His name is Patrick, and he's a beautiful illustrator. I found him there. We published him in this last issue of the magazine for January, February. Sometimes they're referred to me. Other times I'm just looking and someone will come into play and I like their genre, or I know that they haven't been published and I think their work deserves it. Yes, thank you for saying that. We have come a long way. It's been a journey, and finding new artists is always a blessing. We have great things we're giving back to the community also. Our next artist actually is Rhonda Dory. She is an abstract artist, and she will be having an exhibit that starts in March the 10th, and she'll run through April the 8th. We're also giving back to the community, as I mentioned earlier. The International Baccalaureate Program at Coronado High School has part of their curriculum where they have to curate their own art show.
Oh, no way.
Create their own pieces, make their own titles, make their own title tags or name tags. So I've offered them the space to where they can actually curate their own show in a gallery setting instead of at a school setting.
How fun. When is that going to happen?
That is April the 6th, and I'm really excited about that, because the kids are really interested in how to curate their own exhibition. And not just curating it, but they're excited to showcase their work. Each child has between 8 to 11 pieces they're going to be on display.
How exciting. And there really is a nuance to hanging art. I know it's supposed to be a certain amount of feet from the ground and from each other. I've seen gallerists in action, and it's a lot of math.
It is a lot of math, and it can be very time consuming. And so if you have an artist like Reggie who had several pieces that were 48 by 48.
You're like, we're good.
I'm like, oh goodness, that's great. I don't have to do that much math here. But yes, it is time consuming. Another group that's coming, I'm very happy to say this as being a UTEP graduate myself, is May the 5th. One of the professors here, Jessica Tolbert, is going to be bringing the UTEP Jewelry and Metals program to my gallery.
They do such great work.
Do they not?
They are my favorite at Las Artistas. That's the first place I go.
Right.
And then from there, I go check out everything else, because they are doing some really just beautiful, innovative stuff. And it's so cool to see all of the talent that's coming out of the school when it comes to metals.
Their pieces are so progressive mm-hmm. that if you can purchase a piece of art from them at this stage of the game where they are right now, you really should be smart about keeping that piece and purchasing from those individuals as they get bigger, because their pieces are just going to be better. And what's really nice is that Jessica and I had several discussions, and they have designed their syllabus, the curriculum this semester around the exhibition, which is their final project that will be hung at the gallery in May. And those students are going to teach a workshop also.
All right.
So imagine it, they get the tables will be turned. Instead of being students, they're going to be teachers now with their degree in hand.
That's so cool. So if somebody wants to look at your schedule and all that, what is the best way to find you?
The best way to find us is the Art Avenue Gallery on our Facebook page,
okay.
or go to theartav.com. And I'll have a list of all the events, and the Facebook will have a list of all the events as well. Or pick up the Art Avenue magazine.
Oh, right. We didn't even touch on your magazine this time, but I have a beautiful copy of it here with Susie Davidoff on the cover, and you've written a wonderful piece on her. So if you can get your hands on that, I highly recommend it. Today, my guest has been Kimberly Vanacek, owner of the Art Avenue Gallery. Where's the gallery located?
Located on the corner of Texas and Cotton at 1618 Texas Avenue.
So go check out the Art Avenue Gallery. Currently up is Reggie Watterson. You have a week to catch that show.
Yes.
And then Rhonda Dory is up right after him.
Up right after him.
Thank you so much, Kimberly,
Thanks for
coming to State of the Arts.